Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in. If you have been on Instagram, you know that I am now taking the weekly mom moment live on Instagram, and I will repost it here on Fridays for you to listen to. So this was from a conversation I've had this week on all of the things, literally mind all over the map, but tune in today. Thanks so much.
Hey everyone, and happy Friday. Welcome to the weekly mom moment, something short and sweet pertaining to parenthood. The good, the bad, and the motherhood. Weekly, I will bring you a little bit of my world as a mother of three, two teens and a tween. I hope to bring reality, humor, and hope in the fact that us parents are not alone in navigating the daily life in raising humans. Currently, I am navigating hormones, mental health, boyfriends, girlfriends, hopes, dreams, and let's not forget about sex. Yep, somehow our kids talk a little bit more than I ever did about all things to my parents, but I am here for it, even if it means being comfortably uncomfortable. So let's go. Thanks for showing up. Time to get real on this journey called parenthood. Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives.
Hey friends, happy whatever day we're on, Tuesday. I'm showing up here today for the weekly mom moment. And oh my gosh, it's been a lot lately. I did a little sneak on yesterday as to what happened in our day, which was very full, and I will go into that. But at the moment, I am really just leaning into the realization that, you know, we have to recognize that we live in seasons, and there are certain parts of our seasons that require different parts of us, and some are just busy as heck, and some we require different focus. Where are we leaning into at the moment? Is it business that really needs you? Is it your personal life? Is it your, Chantal, is it, you know, you're really into the training mode at the moment to get to your next show? There are so many personal reasons that we live in different seasons of life. And at this current moment for me, this season of life just seems to be a real need and pull to family. And also trying to find myself within it. And so yesterday, our day trip, my husband and I, we went down for a bit of an impromptu, it's not surgery, but injections. He has had a really bad back for about 10 to 12 years now. And every year it goes out like once or twice in the discs. And when it's out, it's out. And if you know what that is like, obviously living in chronic pain is not something that is what you would wish on anyone, really. And then this last time, it's been 10 days of him literally just like lying flat out, can't sit up, super pain. So what came across our table through his doctor was actually going down to meet Dr. Matt Cook at BioReset. And he had some stem cell injections and other injections right into the lower spine area yesterday. And it's like through an epidural needle. So obviously, us mamas that have seen those before in the delivery room, we know that they're not for the faint of heart. Men, I don't know. I don't think they get to experience that often. So it was quite the day, but obviously not surgical or anything. And it provided him with some very instant relief. Injecting that along with the lubrication of just, I guess, the fluids around it. He's moving like a whole new human today, which is amazing. So that was the day yesterday of really rolling with what was being thrown at us and trying to find some sense in this crazy journey that he's been on and recovery in that. So super thankful for that. Got home last night. I had to put basically everything onto today because tomorrow another opportunity came into my lap that he was going to be flying. And it took us to Portugal where I got to spend a few days there and then fly home. And then he'd be flying the plane home with this incredible client. And unfortunately, because of the state of his back, we ended up canceling that yesterday. So yeah, disappointing for sure. It's okay to feel disappointed. I recognize that. But I also know that there's certain times that, you know, there's a purpose for it and a point for it. And that just isn't the time for that. I am so grateful for future opportunities and all the opportunities that we have in the moment. But I'm kind of disappointed. It kind of sucks. But anyways, we'll figure that one out. I'm like, let's get away because this mom needs a break for sure. And we'll see if we can make that one happen. And then I come home today and I'm dealing with a teenager who is sick. But if you're a mom and you get this one too, you kind of have to navigate how sick they are sometimes and if there's other underlying things going on. And so this is really where my weekly mom moment is at the moment, is trying to navigate why my child doesn't want to go to school. And is it because they're sick? And they're not visually sick to me. And so it's really navigating the resilience of that. I feel like I said to her, I'm like, you know what? We all don't feel 100% all the time. Sometimes we just got to push through it and get up and go and do the thing. And I think I have to teach her to do that a little bit more, that we need to be able to get through days and face the adversity and be resilient to that. And I feel like such a bad mom sometimes for, am I a bad mom for letting her stay home? Am I a bad mom because maybe I'm not listening to how crappy she really feels? She's really pushing my buttons at the moment and she's literally still lying in bed, feeling sick. And I'm trying to take some breaths because I'm sitting in my own head at the moment trying to deal with whether she is sick or whether she's trying to pull a fast one on me and I'm feeling like the bad mom because I'm yelling at her to get up and go to school. And is that teaching her anything? Anyways, this is my frustration at the moment. Teenagers, seriously, teenagers. Anyways, so back to the point of this whole thing was the recognizing that there are different ages and stages and resiliencies and seasons in our life and that it shows up for us at different times. And so currently my season today is filled with so much abundance in my business. I got off of Momentum Mastermind where Ali Maz came in and led us in an amazing full moon session, which really was a re-energizing, realigning conversation. I really enjoyed it. And I hope that the women did too. And I get to jump on another call shortly with another group of amazing women. But this in term is allowing me to recognize certain areas that I need to put myself into a bit more and release areas that are not serving me so well at the moment. And I think that pulling out what I can control and what I can't control and recognizing those. And I can't control that we're not going away tomorrow, but I can control how I feel about it, how I show up for everything else, and teach myself a little bit of resiliency there and give myself a little bit of grace. And how I'm going to navigate showing up for my daughter, I think, is going downstairs and actually asking her how she is doing. And instead of getting frustrated and triggered by that on the emotional response of things, maybe just trying to open my heart a little bit more. Because I think if you're a mom, you know, there's always that one that is like very similar to you and they're so good at pushing buttons too. And breathe, we'll get through it. I don't know. Some days it just feels like extra, extra, extra. And this week is just feeling like a little bit extra today. So if you came here and you're still here, I appreciate you listening. This ramble of a weekly mom moment is literally that, because sometimes I don't have all the ducks in a row and my head and mind and thoughts are all over the place. And that's where they are in this current moment. But sometimes it's just like journaling. You just got to get it off. So happy Tuesday, everyone. Thank you. All the best. And recognize and release.